The starting point for all the U.S. strategy here was that democracies no longer can field a domestic army with a military draft. America is not in a position able to really field enough of an army to invade a country. And without invading a country, you can't really take it over. You can bomb it, but that just is going to incite resistance. So this was recognized 50 years ago. And it seemed at that time that the U.S.-backed wars were going to have to be scaled down. But that hasn't happened. And the reason is the United States had a fallback position. It was going to rely on foreign troops to do the fighting as proxies instead of itself. That was a solution to get a force. Well, the first example was to create the Wahhabi jihad fighters in Afghanistan as al-Qaeda. Jimmy Carter mobilized them against the secular Afghan interests. And Carter justified this by saying, well, yes, they're Muslims, but after all, we all believe in God. So the answer to the secular state of Afghan was Wahhabi fanaticism and jihads. And the United States realized that in order to have an army that's willing to fight to the last member of its country, the last Afghan, the last Israeli, the last Ukrainian, you really need a country whose spirit is one of hatred towards the other, a spirit very different from the American and European spirit. Well, Brzezinski was the grand planner who did all that.